Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Ellerb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Maynard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is hit by the pitch. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb hits a line drive towards third. Dugan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ellerb. Pratt moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Pratt moves to third. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pratt tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 0. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maynard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Leibold hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 0. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Sisler steals third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoski strikes out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-0 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb juggles the ball. That's an error on Ellerb. Pratt moves to second. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive towards the mound. Van Gilder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerb hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Severide moves to second. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Severide moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Rule and he is out, Pratt applying the tag. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Liebold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoski bunts in front of the plate. Severide fields it and throws to first for the out. Liebold moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Liebold moves to third. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Severide hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Gilder hits a line drive into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Muddy Ruhle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruhle is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruhle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tobin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynard for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. McManus reaches second base with a double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobson bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Severide hits a fly ball towards left. Minoski catches it and throws to home to double up McManus. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoski hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. Pratt reaches third base with a triple. Burns goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.